जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमदिष्टि वाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन बीपीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमदिष्टि वाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, व्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री मायापुर धाम जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, गंगा माई यमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधवैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 23 वर्स 4। तत्रापि अधाव्य नियमो वैखानसा सुसम्मते आरब्ध उग्र तपसी यथा स्वविजये पुरा। तत्रापि अधाव्य नियमो वैखानसा सुसम्मते आरब्ध उग्र तपसी यथा स्वविजये पुरा। तत्रापि अदाभ्य नियमो वैखानसा सुसम्मते आरब्ध उग्र तपसी यथा स्वविजये पुरा। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तत्र देर अपि ऑल्सो अदाभ्य सीवियर नियमः ऑस्टेरिटीज वैखानस रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस ऑफ रिटायर्ड लाइफ सुसम्मते परफेक्टली रिकग्नाइज्ड आरब्धः बिगनिंग उग्र सीवियर तपसी ऑस्टेरिटी यथा एस मच एस स्वविजये इन कॉन्करिंग द वर्ल्ड पुरा फॉर्मली। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। आफ्टर रिटायरिंग फ्रॉम फैमिली लाइफ महाराज पृथु स्ट्रिक्टली फॉलोड द रेगुलेशंस ऑफ रिटायर्ड लाइफ एंड अंडरवेंट सीवियर ऑस्टेरिटीज इन द फॉरेस्ट। ही एंगेज्ड इन दीज एक्टिविटीज एज सीरियसली एज ही हैड फॉर्मली एंगेज्ड इन लीडिंग द गवर्नमेंट एंड कॉन्क्वरिंग एवरीवन। पर्पट। एज इट इज नेसेसरी फॉर वन टू बिकम वेरी एक्टिव इन फैमिली लाइफ सिमिलरली आफ्टर रिटायरमेंट फ्रॉम फैमिली लाइफ इट इज नेसेसरी टू कंट्रोल द माइंड एंड सेंसेस। This is possible when one engages himself fully in devotional service of the Lord. Actually, the whole purpose of Vedic system, the Vedic social order, is to enable one to ultimately return home back to Godhead. The Grihastha Ashram is sort of concession combining sense gratification with regulative life. It is to enable one to easily retire in the middle age of the life and engage fully in the austerities in order to transcend material sense gratification once and for all. Therefore, in the Vanaprastha stage of life, tapasya or austerity is strongly recommended. Maharaj Prithu followed exactly all the rules of Vanaprastha life, which is technically known as Vaikhanasa Ashram. The word Vaikhanasa Susammat is significant because in Vanaprastha life, the regulative principles are also to be strictly followed. In other words, Maharaj Prithu was an ideal character in every sphere of life. Mahajano yena gatha sapanta. One should follow in the footsteps of great personalities. Thus, by following the exemplary character of Maharaj Prithu, one can become perfect in all respects while living this life or while retiring from active life. Thus, after giving up this body, one can become liberated and go back to Godhead. We will read translations of next three verses. In the Tapovan, Maharaj Prithu sometimes ate trunks and roots of the trees, and sometimes he ate fruits and dried leaves, and for some weeks he drank only water. Finally, he lived simply by breathing air. Following the principles of forest living and footsteps of great sages and munis, Prithu Maharaj accepted five kinds of heating process during the summer season, exposed himself to torrents of rain in rainy season, and in winter stood in water up to his neck. He also used to simply lie down on the floor to sleep. Maharaj Prithu underwent all these austerities in order to control his words and his senses, to refrain from discharging his semen, and to control the life air within his body. All this he did for satisfaction of Krishna. He had no other purpose. By thus practicing severe austerities, Maharaj Prithu gradually became steadfast in spiritual life and completely free from all desires for fruitive activities. He also practiced breathing exercises to control his mind and senses, and by such control, he became completely free from desires for fruitive activity. So, in this section, austerities of Prithu Maharaj are being described. So we will discuss something about austerity. We can see here Prithu Maharaj is like exposing himself to torrents of rain. In winter season, he is like submerged in water till his neck. In summer season, he is surrounding himself by fire and exposing himself to so much of heat. So when we hear such descriptions, especially when practiced by great devotees, and if we tend to compare our situation with them, where we need hot water in winters, we need fan and AC in summer, okay, to perform our regular activity. So many times this question arises, okay, what is real austerity? Are we doing sufficient austerity to please Lord? So what is austerity? Prabhupada gives very wonderful definition of austerity. So austerity means voluntarily accepting bodily discomfort. Voluntarily accepting bodily discomfort so that one can achieve the higher goal or the higher purpose of satisfying or pleasing Lord Krishna. So austerity is the purpose of austerity. The description, like so many types of so many places we hear the description of austerity. The ultimate purpose of austerity is to, like His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj give this definition, that reducing the distractions of material inclinations of body and mind. Okay, so when we perform certain austerity, our main purpose should be to reduce the distractions that are caused by material inclinations of body and mind, so that we can focus on Krishna. Ultimately, we have to come to this understanding that we are not this body, we are soul. So austerity in itself cannot attract Krishna. Austerity is a tool to attract Krishna. So we'll be discussing on this. So first we will see where in scriptures we hear the descriptions of austerity and how much it is important. So in Bhagavad Gita it said, like, there are three main austerities: austerities of body, austerities of speech, and austerities of mind. So austerities of body is like worshipping spiritual master, worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead, seniors, superiors, practicing celibacy, simplicity. These are austerities of body. Austerities of speech, everyone knows, very famous shloka. Truthful, beneficial, not agitating to others. Okay. And austerities of mind is satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purification of one's existence are the austerities of mind. Similarly, their austerities are in three modes. So, mode of goodness, very wonderful. Immediately after the three types of austerities, austerities in mode of goodness is being described in Bhagavad Gita. There it says that, Krishna says, that Shraddhaya Paraya Tapta Tapastat Trividhi Narah. So when a person performs these three types of austerities without any Ichha of Phal, Aphala Akankshibhir Yuktes, so without any desire to receive any return from performing this austerity, that type of austerity is called as austerity in mode of goodness. Okay, but satkar man pujartha, okay, if a person is desiring satkar, if a person is desiring man, honor, respect, puja, okay, and then he tapo dambhena chayavayat, and he performs austerity, so that type of austerity is in mode of passion. Okay, and the austerity performed out of foolishness with self-torture to destroy or injure others is said to be in mode of ignorance. So this is like when we come to Krishna consciousness, many times in initial phases of Krishna consciousness, we are being told like, okay, eat prasad, enjoy, and honor various types of feast. And like for many years, like I personally was thinking that, okay, bhakti means to just eat prasad, dance, eat prasad, eat various types of, fill the belly, and after eating to the brim, go to sleep. Many years I did that. And then when we started studying scriptures, then there are so many places we hear this instructions on vairagya, instructions on renunciation or tapasya, austerity. And very famous is like the instruction of Rishabdev directly without any adulteration. Okay, nayam deho deha bhajam nriloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujam ye tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam shuddhet yasmad brahma saukhyam tvanantam. Okay, the goal, the purpose of human life is to perform austerity. The very purpose of human life is to perform austerity. Kashtan, don't go for something which are available for hogs. Okay. Now, when we hear this and we compare, okay, what we have been taught up till now and what like Prabhupada is being, the ISKCON has been established by distributing ISKCON bullets, the famous gulab jamuns, and everyone are eating gulab jamuns. So it tends to contradict. Okay. Similarly, like initially, so after many years, this fight was going on, exactly what we should do. we should perform austerity or this is because in initial years, for many years, this was the concept. Okay, just till the time you can't eat. You cannot eat more. That time you can eat that time, and there is, don't think of much austerities. Bhakti is simple, bhakti is cool. But gradually, one has to grow. Okay, gradually one has to grow. And one has to take responsibility of his austerity. So, when we come to Prerana lecture, it's like very small dose of medicine loaded with like outside sugar coating. So, we just, in Prerana lectures, we just enjoy the sweet, 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 and there is a very minute dose of medicine. But it's good for initial period. If for 10 years, 15 years, if we just hear and we just speak about Prerana lectures only, so that's not good. Okay. So, as the time, as the, according to time, place, circumstances, we have to actually grow. As the time passes, we have to grow. And that's where teacher or guru is needed. Okay. Even if we see the austerity is performed by Prithu Maharaj, and if we don't have any guide, if we don't have any guidance, and if we just start imitating, okay, then we'll fall in great trouble. We will end up in great trouble. And that's how, like, totally different sampradaya began when someone tried to imitate Lord Rishabhdev. So, one of the most important thing, one of the most important role of spiritual master is to translate the teachings of scriptures from that period to current period, which is applicable to you at your at your capacity or at your place. So that is the most important role of a teacher or a spiritual master. And if we don't accept and we just try to read and follow what we understand at our own capacity, we will definitely land up in doing something which is not on the right path. Okay. So, this place, and immediately if we see when Rishabhdev tells this shloka, that the most important, the purpose of human life is to perform austerity. So, after giving this most valuable instruction, immediately what is the next thing he says? Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshita sangi sangam mahantaste samachitta prashanta vimanyavo suhurda sadhavo ye. So, he says that mahat seva dwaram ahur vimuktes. So, at one place, he is telling the purpose of human life is to perform austerity, and immediately he says, Mahat Seva, associating with saintly devotees, associating with great personalities. That will open up the doors of liberation. And when one associates with those who are engrossed, those who are totally absorbed in sense gratification, that leads to hellish destination. So, one should try to associate with saintly personalities. So, therefore, like many times in bhakti, what in other processes, when one performs austerities or certain practices in jnana or in ashtanga, when follows certain rules, regulation, practices for many years, and then finally he is given the result. Okay. But in bhakti, we are given the ultimate destination or ultimate thing at the very first day. We are given the beautiful darshan of Supreme Personality of God, and he is Lord Shri Krishna, the supreme destination of all types of yogas. We are given holy names in the very first day. So in other processes, we pay the price first and get the result later. And in bhakti, we are given the result at the very outset. But what is the price that we have to pay? That is taking association, valuing this association. Okay, so the most important thing that we have been given this association of devotees. We have been given freely, without any qualification. We have been given Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the beautiful darshan of Lord Shri Krishna, seva to Lord Shri Krishna. Everything has been given. What is the price? Okay, what we have to give in back? Apart from our sadhana, is tolerating this egoistic mentality, cooperating with devotees, valuing the association of the devotees that we have around. So austerity, it's one type of austerity is like to give up, like even Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, they performed very severe austerities. Hardly any, many of the devotees, we cannot think of it. Okay, but just by performing austerities, one cannot please Krishna. One cannot please Krishna. So the greatest austerity is to give up the false ego. Okay. In if we compare different type of austerities, like if we compare Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj is a 5-year-old boy. And Hiranyakashipu has performed austerities for thousands of years. Very severe austerities, like entire flesh of his body has been eaten up by ants. Till that point, only his life air is revolving or is present in his bones. Somehow he is maintaining his life air. That type of austerity Hiranyakashipu has performed. But he does not has the strength to bow down to Supreme Personality of God. It does not. He has the power to stand on, like, on the toes for thousands of years, but he lacks even the smallest strength to just bow down. Even he cannot just forget about bowing down. He does not has the power even to tolerate only one person in entire world. So in this entire universe, only one boy, 5-year boy, old boy, is glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not have strength even to tolerate that. So who is like more austere? So austerity is like when a person is, if like even in, when we, if we come to more practical things, sometimes if we are made the leader, if we are made the in charge, like we must have experienced, we tend to take more responsibility. We tend to take more ownership. Because subtle way, we know that the credit will go to me. I am the boss of this. So I will take entire responsibility. But the moment 3 persons are given to you and we are told that, okay, you have to work in a team. Many times you have to really struggle. Because whom the credit will go? The credit will be shared. Many times we will say that I will take ownership, but I want like this. Many times, like if we are given a certain seva, I can do this seva. But I want this. I want everyone to follow me. And the moment we are said that, okay, you have to work in a team and to just present your opinion. Sometimes it will be accepted. Sometimes it will be rejected. It's a very tough time to maintain our enthusiasm and continue seva. So that is like one of the austerities we have to perform throughout after we have been given the greatest or ultimate treasure of bhakti. So that is one thing we have to do in like one of the most important thing in bhakti is to value the association of devotees. Okay, tolerate our the rejection of our opinions, our viewpoints. Many times our opinions, our viewpoints won't be accepted, won't be sometimes we will be on material platform, we will be humiliated. Okay, but if we have the higher goal, like what is austerity? We perform discomfort, we accept some discomfort for a higher goal. Okay, So is similarly in bhakti, we have to accept the discomfort of our false ego being smashed again and again by association of devotees, and we have to value this association and to just move ahead. Okay, so this is like one of the most important thing, and we have to be very, very careful in disrespecting Vaishnavas, in insulting Vaishnavas or performing Vaishnava Aparad. So some of the examples in Shastras, in Bhagavatam and Srimad, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, like the Acharya of our Sampradaya, Lord Brahma. So when he came from the lotus flower and he started finding what is the source of this lotus, and with best of his capacity, he cannot find the source. Okay. And the very thing he heard at that time is tapa, austerity. Okay. So he just heard two letters, tapa. So what did he do after that? He tried his best to find the source of who spoke this. Okay. Because in entire world, there is darkness everywhere. Only person in this planet is he himself. Whom to ask? Who spoke this? So he concluded that this is the voice of Supreme Personality of God. Now, the question, there was two options in front of him. Who said, first come in front. Whoever spoke these two letters, please come in front. Explain what is, why did you speak this? Why did you spoke this instruction to me? A second, just follow the instruction with faith. Okay? Just follow the instruction with faith. So therefore, we are having this seminar of non-violent communication. Okay? So gone are the days when the guru speaks and the disciple just follows without any questions. So current age, there are many questions, there are many doubts, and it's clarified. But the entire purpose of this is we have to do it in a very respectful way without disrespecting. So what is the standard set by the great acharyas? Okay, the Brahmaji, he heard the two letters, he followed, he meditated for 1,000 years, celestial years. Thousands of celestial years, he followed the instruction, just two letters, one instruction, and he followed for thousands of years, having faith on Supreme Personality of God. So this is the greatest austerity in devotional service, like in bhakti. What is the greatest austerity? It's not to perform some, the most of the times we are carried away by this, सत्कार मान पूजार्थ ये परफॉर्म. प्रभु जी आपने निर्जल किया क्या? नहीं किया, मैंने निर्जल किया. आप सुबह से नहीं खाए? ओके. सो मेनी टाइम्स वी आर हू प्रभु जी इज नॉट हैवंट ईटन फ्रॉम हिज ही परफॉर्म भीष्म पंचक एंड ही डिड दैट एंड वी टेंड टू ओके थिंक समबडीज लेवल ऑफ डिवोशन ऑन द लेवल ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटीज इज परफॉर्म. सो प्रभुपाद यूज टू हेट दैट. Okay, so Prabhupada said that many times many people come to us and say that my guru hasn't eaten anything from many years. Okay, so he just lives on water and many things like that. So Prabhupada says that if some yogi performs tapasya for many years, hundreds of years in Himalayas, my disciple who is distributing books, even one day, he is more austere than that person who is performing tapasya for hundreds of years. Okay, so it's very easy to perform austerity when you are the owner, you are the controller, you will get satkara puja like Hiranyakashipu and Ravan. Okay, that's not very difficult in comparison to surrender or to take shelter of a spiritual master giving up your false ego, which is like the greatest block in establishing our relationship with Lord Krishna. That is the very reason we are here in this material world. Okay, so that's like the greatest austerity. So Brahma performed that austerity for thousands of years. So finally he could see the supreme abode of Lord Krishna. Okay, so again we hear in first canto, there are many examples for austerities performed by Narad Muni. Okay, austerities performed by Dhruva Maharaj. So in Dhruva Maharaj, he performed severe austerity in 5 months. First year he ate only fruits and roots. Second month, every sixth day he ate only grass and leaves. And third month, every ninth day he used to drink only water. And fourth month, every 12th day he used to breathe. And fifth month, like practically stopped breathing. Okay. So who are we? Where are we? Okay, and these are Mahajanas. Mahajano yena gata sambandha. So should we follow Prithu Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj? No. So we have to understand how. So there is difference between imitation and there is difference between following. Okay, we have to follow in the footsteps. We don't have to imitate them. So moment we start imitating them, okay, and performing certain activity without blessings of Guru, without instructions of Guru, that's again we are doing austerity in a mode of passion, okay, and we may land up in great trouble. Raghunath Das Goswami, so he's like personification of renunciation and austerities. So when he went to Lord Chaitanya gave him it under the care and shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So for 5 days, Raghunath Das Goswami, Govinda used to bring him food for Mahaprasad of Lord Chaitanya. And Raghunath Das Goswami used to eat that. After fifth day, he stopped eating and he went to Simhadwar to beg. Okay, see the details. If we just see the activities of Raghunath Das Goswami, first 5 days he took food. And then he realized, okay, I am a renunciate. I should not do like that. He went to Simhadwar and he started begging. So for a few days he did like that. And after that, he stopped begging at Simhadwar. So Mahaprabhu said, why Raghunath Das Goswami is not begging outside Simhadwar? So Swarup Damodar explained, Swarup Damodar Goswami explained that Raghunath Das Goswami thought that if just standing outside Simhadwar, it's like the mentality is like a prostitute. Okay, now this person will give me some alms, this person won't give me some alms. He is thinking such subtle things. Okay, and after begging some days for Simhadwar, he started begging near a place where free food distribution was going on. Okay, sort of Anna Kshetra. And he started taking prasad from there. Okay, and even after that, like this rice used to be given for the cows, the Jagannath prasad which was left, it used to get decomposed, and after it was decomposed, it was given to cows. The cows used to eat the palatable ones and they used to reject the unpalatable ones which had a very bad odor. And that rice which was rotten, which was rejected by cows, that rice Raghunath Das Goswami used to wash it with water. Of course, because it is rotten, it is like very mushy and very watery. All the external, the soft part used to like go away with water. The inside hard part he used to eat every day. And in that section, it's described that Mahaprabhu used to become very happy seeing this renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. Mahaprabhu ra bhakta gana vairagya pradhan yara dekha prita haya gaura bhagavan. So Mahaprabhu ra bhakta gan, what is the quality of the devotees of Mahaprabhu? Vairagya pradhan yara dekha prita haya gaura bhagavan. Seeing that Mahaprabhu becomes very happy. Okay, and then when Mahaprabhu gives instructions, he says, one should be very austere, one should control his tongue. Okay, one should control his belly. So, as we discuss that, okay, this is prasad, and we should eat like anything. Okay, it's good, it's good. So, we will discuss later. So, it's good. Everyone has to take responsibility of themselves. Okay, so, every devotee is at different floor, we can say, at his different step of his devotional service. Every devotee has different psychophysical nature. He has different swabhav. Okay? So what may be austerity for one person can be sense gratification for another person. Okay? So everyone has to take... So what is austerity cannot be described. It cannot be said, okay, you should eat which is good for your devotional service. Now, what is that quantity that cannot be described, like you get in packets, how much fat, how much carbohydrate, that cannot be described. So, moment when we take certain austerities, first of all, we should understand that it's very important to perform austerity. It's very important. Again and again, many places it has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita that austerity is very important. The purpose of human life is to perform austerity. But what is that austerity? The purpose is to take out our, concentrate our energy from distractions of body and mind and to focus on Lord Krishna. And whatever is needful, whatever is useful, whatever is applicable for that, you do that much. And if we perform austerity, the moment we perform austerity, there is a strong urge to compare, to see others, what others are doing. Okay, so he is eating very nicely. He is performing austerity. Or we tend to see people on the level of austerities they are performing. It's a very individual thing. Gauranga Prabhu says very beautifully, bhajan and bhojan. Okay, a person's bhajan and a person's bhojan. It's a very individual thing. Okay, so you cannot say what a person, what is a feast for someone, what is sense gratification for someone, or what is austerity for someone. Okay, so it's very important to perform. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera lalasa yeityutidhai sishnudara parayana krishna nahi paaye. If a person is just running around for satisfying his tongue and belly, and okay, so many times we see, okay, what is austerity of food or tongue is to eat Krishna prasad. Okay, but how much? That's an individual thing, okay? And so many times in the name of eating Krishna Prasad, we tend to overeat, okay? We tend to perform sense gratification. If, like, for whom nectar of instruction, for whom this book is being written, it's not for only non-devotees, for devotees, we eat Prasad, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jivha Vegam, Udarapasto Vegam, to control the urge. So many times Prabhupada say, okay, and the austerity of tongue or the food is taken care by taking only Krishna Prasad. So it's good taking only Krishna Prasad. But everyone has to take responsibility in terms of their quantity or their frequency or their capacity. Okay, so that was the renunciation of. And finally, Mahaprabhu was like, just to establish this principle of renunciation, he went to Raghunath Das Goswami and saying that what nectar you are eating alone, and he took a morsel of that rice. Imagine what rotten rice thrown in front of, given in front of cows, rejected by cows, and eating that rice, and Mahaprabhu is taking that morsel of rice just to establish that what is the importance of renunciation. But again, this, and then there are many other examples like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर, सिक्स गोस्वामीज और प्रभुपाद. ओके, प्रभुपाद परफॉर्म सीवियर ऑस्टेरिटी, जस्ट स्लेप्ट फॉर 2-3 आवर्स ट्रांसलेटिंग बुक्स, ट्रैवलिंग थ्रू आउट द वर्ल्ड एंड टेकिंग सो मच ऑफ पेन टू स्प्रेड कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. सो ऑस्टेरिटी इज अ वेरी रिलेट, सो वी शुड कम टू दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग दिस ऑस्टेरिटी. येस, इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. इट इज द पर्पज ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ. डेफिनेशन ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटी इज टू वॉलेंटरली एक्सेप्ट सम डिसकम्फर्ट एट द लेवल ऑफ बॉडी एंड माइंड टू फोकस मोर ऑन कृष्णा. बट वॉट आर द डेंजर्स ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटी इज वेन वी स्टार्ट कंपेरिंग. ओके, द फेमस एग्जाम्पल ऑफ दिस, महाप्रभु सेट दिस प्रिंसिपल ऑफ austerity by Raghunath Das Goswami and Shad Goswamis and other devotees of Mahaprabhu. And he says, like, said Mahaprabhu ra bhaktagan vairagya pradhan. But then if one is carried away, okay, by austerity only, okay, this is, so austerity is a tool which he used to progress. But if we start thinking austerity is bhakti, Mahaprabhu also performed a pastime to clarify this doubt. Okay, so this in Shiva Sangan, this one brahmachari was very eager. He used to eat only fruits and milk, and he was a brahmachari, very celibate brahmachari, practiced celibacy strictly. And he used to go every day and request Srivas Thakur that please allow me to enter into the this kirtan of Mahaprabhu with his close associates. Let me see the beautiful dance of Lord Gauranga. So every day he used to request, and Srivas Thakur said that yes, because you are like so sincere, so celibate, very austere, you are pure, please come. But you should hide at one place and see the dance. So Mahaprabhu knew everything. It's not, no one can hide anything from Mahaprabhu. So when he started dancing, so immediately in the middle of the dance, he stopped and he said that, I'm not feeling that ecstasy that I used to feel. Is there someone in this room who is not supposed to be here? Okay. Since Srivas Thakur said that, there are no non-devotees here. There are no atheists here. So Mahaprabhu again said, is there someone who is not supposed to be here? Is present here. Then Srivas Thakur said that here is a brahmachari. It's a very austere brahmachari who eats only fruits and who drinks only milk. So Mahaprabhu said, take him out of this place immediately. He should be removed of this room immediately. Okay. So like then Mahaprabhu said that what austerities did Gajendra perform? What austerities did monkeys of Lord Ramchandra perform, gopis perform? So just by austerities you cannot attract Krishna. Okay, and that person, he was going out, he was being so chastised in the assembly of so great devotees. He was feeling so, he was just grateful that at least I got to see this beautiful dance of Lord Gauranga for some time. And when he was going with that mentality, Mahaprabhu called him and he placed his lotus feet on his head. Okay. So one devotee asked His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also that, okay, is it necessary to perform austerity? So Maharaj said, yes, that is the purpose of human life. It is very important to perform austerity. But austerity is not everything. Okay. And austerity is a relative term. One boy again asked Radhanath Swami Maharaj that, oh Maharaj, the four regulative principles, no meat eating, no gambling, nothing and illicit sex, but Garuda eats meat, he eats fishes and all, so it's four regulative principles, it's outside four regulative principles. So Maharaj became little grave and said, first ask forgiveness from Garuda. Okay, and then he explained that, and Bhima, he overeat, that boy also asked that Bhima used to overeat. Okay, so he said that, then Maharaj explained this concept that austerity or performing a certain principle वी हैव टू टेक केयर ऑफ, वी हैव टू टेक आवर ओन रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. ओके, वी कैन, इट्स नॉट अ जनरल टर्म, इट्स नॉट अ जनरल टर्म. ओके, सो ए पर्सन गरुड़ा टेकिंग फिश और भीमा ओवर ईटिंग, ओवर ईटिंग इन योर कंपेरिजन, इट्स योर ओपिनियन. ओके, दैट्स एन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम योर परस्पेक्टिव, बट ही इज लाइक परफेक्ट ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा, टोटली अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन सर्विस टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा. ओके, सो दैट्स इम्पॉर्टेंट. सो वन टाइम श्रील प्रभुपाद वॉज गिविंग लेक्चर ऑन राधाष्टमी. ओके, एंड ही वॉज जस्ट डिस्क्राइबिंग this wonderful path. He was just describing entire lecture, he described miseries of material existence, and devotees were waiting like, now he will say some pastimes of Radha Krishna, now he will say some pastimes of Radha Krishna. So finally one devotee asked, Prabhupada, can you tell us some pastimes of Radha Krishna, Radha Rani? So Prabhupada said that I can describe pastimes of Srimati Radha Rani for next 10 years, but you will not be able to appreciate it at this stage of time. So therefore, Bhagavatam, initial 9 cantos, if some directly jumps on 10th canto without hearing that this material world is miserable, this material world is like an ocean, and how this material world is created, where are we in this entire universe, like just one Brahmanda, and we are like not even a tiny small insect in front of Supreme Lord. And then we hear this misery of this material world, the vastness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then that Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can appreciate when he eats mud, when he takes butter, when he eats butter. Otherwise, every small child on a, in every home eats butter, eats mud. What's a new thing in that? Okay. So we have to understand, we have to be convinced, okay, by reading these scriptures again and again, that this material world is full of misery and we cannot be happy in this material world. And for that, we have to perform austerity. Okay, we are diseased. When a person is diseased, doctor says that, okay, you are not supposed to eat this, you are not supposed to eat that. So when a person is diseased, he has to perform certain rules and regulations. So these are like the basic we are given at our stages. Which is compulsory, is four regulative principle and chanting 16 rounds. So that itself is an austerity. Maharaj was speaking that. Okay, and apart from that, whatever austerity, and especially following Ekadashi. Okay, and so these austerities are the austerities like which are very important. And then whenever we perform any austerities for higher goal, we should perform, we must perform at our capacity. It's very important that the purpose of human life. But at the same time, we should also understand that it's a individual thing, it's a relative thing, and we have to take care of our, take responsibility of our lives and not to compare and do Vaishnava Aparadha. Okay, and when we start doing that Vaishnava Aparadha, or we give more importance to austerity, or we give, we level a person based on the austerity is what is performing, that's wrong. So very, Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj gives a very beautiful example, like there was a bag of gold lying and one person went and he saw a bag of gold, he took the bag of gold and went away. Second person, went and saw the bag of gold, it's not mine, he went away. And third person, he took that bag of gold and found like whom this bag of gold belongs and gave it to him. So austerity is nothing but giving what belongs to Krishna, okay. We have been given this human body. Okay, we have been given this, whatever we have, any type of austerity is just serving the source, serving Supreme Personality of Godhead out of love. Okay, so austerity is if we are, again, austerity is like we get an energy, like prachetas, they performed austerities for many years. So when they came out, they saw trees everywhere. The entire planet was filled with trees. So by the power of their austerity, they started burning everything. Okay. So if we are not very much focused, we are not very much careful in understanding what are the goals of performing austerity, we may end up in that same austerity. Very wonderful in this section of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. Again, so this is another part. So there are one section where Rishabdev, Mahaprabhu and all the wonderful glories of austerities are being described. Now this pastime, who is Durvasa Muni? Like one of the greatest ascetic who can perform austerities like Durvasa Muni. Ambarish Maharaj is a grihastha. Okay. So, and when the Sudarshan is chasing from all throughout the world, and finally he goes to Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu, he says many things, wonderful shlokas like Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Okay. And then he says that, how can I leave my devotees? One of the statements he says that, how can I leave my devotees who have given up everything? Their homes, their wives, their children. It's not literally giving up, but they are they have taken core shelter of myself. How can I give up their association? Okay. And Durvasa Muni, after reaching Vaikuntha, where there is no kunta, there is no anxiety, and in front of Vaikunthapati, he was in kunta, he was in tension. And Lord says that, okay, go and take shelter of my devotee. And when he went to Ambarish Maharaj, and like full dandvats to Ambarish Maharaj, and that this Ambarish Maharaj, he like produced a demon to kill him. And that Ambarish Maharaj is standing in front of Sudarshan and telling that whatever pious deeds our family have performed or we have performed in return of everything, please spare this Durvasa Muni. Okay. What the great level of forgiveness. So that's austerity, to give up false ego, to be ready to forgive. That's austerity. A person who has false ego cannot forgive. Okay, he is in the mood of revenge. इतने ऐसा किया अभी मैं दिखा अभी मेरी बारी अब आई आउट पहाड़ के नीचे यू वुड हैव टोल्ड अंबरीश महाराज. ओके एंड देन इन दैट सेक्शन लॉर्ड विष्णु गिव्स दिस इंस्ट्रक्शन टू दुर्वासा मुनि तपो तपो विद्या च विप्राणाम निःश्रेयस करेयुभे ते एव दुर्विनीतस्य कल्पेत कर्तुरव्यथा. That tapo vidya cha viprana, austerity and knowledge is very good for vipra, the brahmanas. It's very good. Okay, nishreyasa kariyupe, these are very good. But te eva durvinitasya, but if it is not in a proper mood, if these things are in the hands, like these qualities are present in a upstart or one who is a deviated personality or rogue, okay, kalpet kartur anyatha, that very austerity will cause his destruction. Okay, if performance of austerities makes you proud, that austerity will be cause of your destruction. And if performance of austerity makes you humble, if you are focused on the goal, then that will be the cause of your advancement. Therefore, immediately, like trinadapi sunichena taroreva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari. Okay, this is greatest austerity. Okay, so amanina manadena. So Prahlad Maharaj was giving man to Hiranyakashipu still because he was a devotee of Lord Vishnu. He couldn't tolerate that. Okay, so if we summarize today's section, is like austerity performed by Prithu Maharaj and so many great personalities. We should understand that, okay, we have to see the principle that, okay, austerities are important, they are setting an example, but at the same time, what is my capacity, what is the instruction by my guru for me, rather than directly imitating the, so taking shelter of the guru, okay, taking shelter of spiritual master. Okay, so austerities are very much important. It's not that in the name of being a devotee or of prasad or everything, we can do anything. We have to be conscious and put conscious efforts in performing austerities at our capacity. But at the same time, we should be understanding this, like austerity is a relative term. We cannot compare with anything, and austerity by itself cannot give bhakti. Okay, only by mercy of Guru and Krishna, one can achieve bhakti. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So anyone has any comments or questions? So Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.